KNW is the answer.
Log Talk Radio.
Podcasters and podcasters create professional sounding audio. Bring your talent and let our experts help you craft a radio show or podcast that best delivers your message. Learn more at 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local. The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next to you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. I'm really excited about the show. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, everybody. Welcome. You all, welcome. And let me just mention, I'm just going to say it up front, tomorrow night at 4 Pacific on The Psychic and the Doc, Mark and I are going to do a really fun show about superheroes and villains. And so the show is superheroes and villains. Which ones would you pick to lead the world? That's going to be the fun part. So, you know, it's going to be still a live call-in show, but it's all about how do we raise ourselves up? How do we take a look at situations in our life that are not so positive? That's what today's show is about. All you need to hear the word inflammation, hello, like that's the word you hear. And if you hear it, like I heard it in 2004, like maybe for the first time. And it was like, what? I have what? Like overnight? Like March 31st of 04, I'm perfectly healthy. And on April 1st, every part of my body just like ballooned up. And what are you calling it? Like what? Inflammation? Well, I'll tell you what. Once you get into that realm, I also now know that was a spiritual journey, but that's a different show. But once you get into that realm, you learn about things. Becky is joining me here today. And this is one of the most incredible discoveries in my healing journey. And when I first heard about whole body vibration, how for calming inflammation, like not just that, it does so much more. But we're going to talk about this. When I heard about this back in the day, the devices were primitive to where we are today, but still people were using them. What did we learn though? See, there's such a science behind this. Not only that, it's a really, really cool device. It's really cool to do. And cool is not the right word, but I'll just tell you one thing for me. Becky Chambers is joining me here today, and she's going to tell you why. When you step in to this vibrant health living, and when you learn, like she has, as a health practitioner, natural health practitioner, because, by the way, that's where all of my stuff comes from. It comes from natural health practitioners like Becky, just saying. Step into that. She is also a leading expert on whole body vibration, WBV. She's also the founder of Vibran Health. 5 books about this. Why? Why? Because when you find something like she has discovered, and you're working with so many people backed up by her science degree at UMass and so many other educational, inspirational, backed up scientific information about why this works, you're going to be thinking, how do I talk to her? How do I find out about this? Can this really, really, like for real, can this be true? It is true. Becky, it's great to have you.
Hi, Dr. Pat. It's so wonderful to be here.
I should have talked to you like years ago because there's so much to learn about this. But what's even more importantly is when people talk to you about whole body vibration and they're not really you, they're not really steeped in the natural health and the sciences, you look at them like, what are you saying? And then you try it. So thank you for joining me here today because we're getting ready to talk about something that is so powerful. I need you to help us talk about this compelling evidence. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
It is wonderful to be back, Pat. I'm so happy to be here.
I got
to
ask you this question because I ran into this myself. We're going to talk about whole body vibration, why it does calm inflammation, but so much more, right?
Right.
What has been your greatest challenge, if I could? What has been your greatest challenge? Like, I know what my greatest challenge has been.
Personal?
Well,
story?
I know what my greatest challenge has been in getting the message out about positive talk. But
yeah.
What has been your greatest challenge that you had based on your experience to tell people that there is a solution here?
You know what I would have to say?
What?
It's just too good to believe.
Honestly,
with vibration, it's just too good.
Totally right. That's what it is. Oh, my God. That's the way I felt when I first heard about it, Dr. Doug.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
What? Is this 10 minutes, is an hour of exercise, and it works like massage and acupuncture and reflexology and detoxing, and it all took 10 minutes? Forget it.
Yeah. You know, the hardest part for me, now that when I talk about it, I don't have your background, I don't have your science, I don't have your study, your expertise. I tell people, I have to tell you, it feels really good.
It does. I mean, it's truly incredible. And the reason I think is because it is working on all the levels of your being. You know, it's a physical workout. Who doesn't know that exercise is good for you, right? Okay, that's so basic, so simple, and everybody can understand that. But it's also mental. It's this huge stimulation of your brain. So it wakes your brain up and your nervous system, which is running the whole show, right?
Yeah.
And it's spiritual. This is vibration. So on that level, it's helping to get your chakras spinning and unblock your energy meridians and just raise your vibrations. So the end result is it is too hard to believe almost.
Yeah.
You know, you have to experience it to really get it.
I get it.
You know?
Well, let's explain to people what it is we're talking about, because this is really where I fall short in explaining that this is a machine, this is a device, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when it was first introduced to me, I mean, I didn't have a sense of it, right? But let's talk about what this is, what the machine is, and from your perspective, it's like shooting through the roof with popularity, I think.
Oh, it is. It's booming. It is booming worldwide, which is great. It's fantastic. But it's a little bit confusing, well, very confusing, one could say, because there's just so many options now out there. And prices range from $200 to $12,000, $15,000. So people are looking around and they get real confused. So that's one of the reasons I write so many books. But also I write so many because it's so wide-ranging, all the different things that it does. Okay, so I'm going to start with your question, which is, what is it? And I have this handy little picture here. This is it's a device. It's a machine. You can see at the bottom here, a plate, a platform that you stand on, and it vibrates, right? And it sends vibration through your whole body. Okay, so now you get on it and you can do all kinds of different things on there. You could exercise, like in this picture here, she's squatting. She's doing a little bit of a squat on the plate, right? And that's going to cause that squat to be much more difficult than if you were just doing a squat on the floor. Why? Because holding weight against vibration is really hard work.
Yeah.
For a quick visual, think of a guy with a jackhammer and the arm muscles they develop. It is hard work. And there's physics equations that'll prove it. And there's just the understanding that when you're on there, not only you're holding your weight against the vibration, which causes you to effectively be holding 2 to 3 times your body weight suddenly. That's the effect of gravitation and acceleration that you get from the vibration. But also, every muscle fiber in your body is firing, all in your leg muscles, 100%. Normally in a squat, it's 40%. And they're all firing 20 to 50 times per second. So now you got 3,000 little tiny reps in 1 minute. They're small, but that's really intense. So the end result is 10 minutes gives you the benefits of an hour of conventional weight training. And who can't use that, right?
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
all busy.
Well, the thing that I'm really most impressed by, and let's talk about this. I mean, certainly I want to make sure everybody can go to your website as they're following along, because you have the machines there, they can look at them, because we're going to walk people through this today. And if you go to Becky's website, which is B as in Becky, C as in Charles, V-I-B-R-A-N-T, help, B-C, vibranthealth.com, right? BC,
right.
vibranthealth.com. When you go, you're going to find a lot of things. First of all, you're going to find out why Becky is the expert in this. You're going to meet her. You're going to look about what she has done in this world and realm to help people. But the other thing you're going to find is you're going to find what the testimonials are. If you look throughout the website, you'll hear what people say. And it's exactly what I said to Becky, right? You know, it was, I couldn't believe the energy I got after a session. Then I was telling her, this is before we came on air. Then I was saying, and it felt like I had just finished either acupuncture or it's hard to describe. It was hard to describe because you get on it and maybe you're not feeling it, right? And I got to tell you, Becky, when I was at my worst, I couldn't do the squat thing. All I could do was sit in the chair, right? So let's talk about this because this is important. When you talk to people that have inflammation and you talk about something like this, there aren't a lot of options for them. But I'm going to be doing a whole series on inflammation. And one of the things I say to people is my experience with this is I could sit in my chair and I could put my feet on it barefoot. Now, maybe I'm not getting everything that we're talking about here today. Maybe I'm not going to get, you know, maybe when I'm done, I'm not going to feel like I'm, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger. But I will tell you that if there is nothing else that you could do with your body, right, that you're in so much pain, what a change. You feel better, right? What do you make about what I'm saying about that? Because there aren't very many devices that can do that. Benny, let's go to a quick break if we could. When we come back, Becky's going to weigh in on what I said. And then if this is so powerful, why don't hospitals have them? Why don't homes have them for people that are aging or need assistance? Why don't they? Let's take a short break, Benny. Olivia, we'll be right back with Becky Chambers.
Know your own divine magic and extend peace and love to all with Reiki Master and author Brett Bevel. Brett offers empowering solutions with energy healing modalities, magical awakening, and psychic Reiki. Brett's latest book, Healing Racism Within, A Lightworker's Guide, draws on his own journey of growing up in a racist community and healing childhood trauma. For more on the most cutting-edge energy healing techniques, visit BrettBevel.com.
What could you achieve if you knew someone was going to ask about your progress every week? Accountability matters. Small corrections and check-ins with your goals can lead to big results in your business without you feeling overwhelmed. Success Magnified owner Mary Gall provides entrepreneurs a system of goal setting and accountability to create clarity about where you are now, your future direction, and the most effective way to get there. Book your free call at successmagnified.com today.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison's Life, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Are you curious about who the Holy Spirit is, or whether or not the Holy Spirit is real, and even more so, how to connect with an invisible God on a deeper level? Join me, Dr. Lisa Kohut, on Making the Holy Spirit Famous every second and fourth Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Central Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to begin that relationship, to begin to deepen your relationship with the Holy Spirit. To work with me, go to HolySpiritCoach.com. See you soon.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Obert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Obert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobert.com. That's drkathyobert.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I just want to tell you all about this, right? Here we go. And I think Olivia's got it up there, right? We're talking about whole body vibration for calming inflammation. And there's so much in this book. You know, Becky, one of the things you did was you talked a little bit about what the machine is. I want to go to the benefits now, because one of the things that I always get asked about are things like, well, Pat, how did you exert yourself? I get asked, because there's a view about this where people think that it's like lifting weights. Mm. And we have to explain to people that you first, if you're getting anything done with a doctor, you run it by your doctor or your practitioner or your physical therapist. But I want to go right to why this works for inflammation, what it does, and the science behind us. Take us on that journey.
Okay. Well, there is research at this point. I mean, vibration has many, many benefits, why I wrote so many books about it, but you know, bone density, muscle strength, flexibility, balance, coordination, mental health, digestive health, waking your whole body up, energy, sleep, all kinds of things, including inflammation, lowering inflammation. And there is research now showing really dramatic changes in your body that reflect lower inflammation, such as increased levels of a molecule called IL-10, which is a marker for inflammation, and it goes down with, it goes up, because IL-10 is a marker for lower inflammation. And gut health, which is very, very much tied to inflammation in your body, gut flora, they found that a particular type of bacteria that is very anti-inflammatory increased 17 times 17-fold in a short period of time with vibration. They found cytokines and CR reactive proteins, more markers for inflammation, improving levels of those things. Just hard evidence at this point. So how does it do that? Well, one, it's helping change your gut flora, and that is a big part of inflammation. What it's doing is that it's got so many systemic effects on your body that help your body heal itself. Your body has more ability to heal itself than any drug, anything. It's very wise in its ability to heal yourself. So vibration is doing things like increasing circulation and getting chakras spinning and opening up energy meridians. It's waking up your brain, which is in control of your whole body. It's increasing energy levels, giving your body the energy to heal. So, and then your body just goes to town, your body and your mind and your energy go to town and start fixing the things that are wrong with you, which your body has that ability, right? So for example, it's increasing lymph drainage, getting toxins out of your body. So that allows your body to heal itself better. It's increasing your circulation, bringing oxygen and nutrients to all your cells. Again, allowing your body to do what it does best, heal you. So there's many different effects. And the end result is that inflammation levels do go down.
Yeah. You know, one of the things, too, is, and this is what I say to people, you know, you have to really go to an expert when you're looking at something like this. I was taking a look at the machines for a minute. And as I said before, for those of you out there, everything is in the book. And we're going to talk about some of this. But a lot of this, if I could just say, a lot of this is almost, I want to say common sense, especially if you've been sick and you've experienced inflammation and you look back and you say, oh, my lymph systems needed to be loosened up. Oh, why is that? Well, stuff passes through them, right? And then I'm reading your book, and I want to say, first of all, thank you for putting the testimonials in the book, because what people have to say, I think, are more powerful sometimes than the science. Do you know what I mean, Becky?
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
And the stories, and thank you for not, like, giving us the cliff notes of them. Thank you for giving us the whole stories, because, you know, people talk about how they started, how they had good results, then they kind of fell off the wagon, and then they started again. And they talk about the ease by which and how good they felt and how forward they looked to do it. You don't hear people say that when you talk about exercise. I don't know about you, but yes, there are some people that say, I love to go to the gym, right? There are those people. I love to play ping pong. Like Wednesday, that is my table tennis day. And I try to keep it like uninterrupted. I love it. There's something about hitting that little ball vibrationally that works. But there's nothing as powerful as what you're talking about here. And can I say this, and you can correct me, for such little effort. Is that an incorrect statement?
True. And I make a big point of that.
Okay.
You know, when you have inflammation, you are not feeling good.
No.
And one of the beauties of vibration machines is there's a huge range in how you can use it. And I recommend when you're not feeling good, all you got to do is get on the plate and stand on it. Or if you're really, really ill and not feeling well, sit in a chair next to it and put your feet on it.
That's me.
Less is actually more with vibration machines and when you're ill. And I actually get way better results than the published research when it comes to people who are actually sick. So the research I was talking about, that's usually with healthier people, young and old, and animals, and they get spectacular results. But when they try to do this and replicate it with people who have health problems, the results are not as good. Why? Because Western medicine and Western science sort of doesn't really understand that a more fragile person needs much, much less, because it's way, this system is much more than exercise. They think it's exercise. It's much more than exercise. It is incredibly powerful. So you want to start with just a little bit. And, you know, when something's very powerful, you want to respect it and understand that too much can actually make you feel worse if you do too much and you're not using the right machine and all. You want to start with a little bit with the right kind of machine and just relax into it, and you'll start to feel better many times. Most people are going to be able to take in the benefits of this and see, people see dramatic results. I have 75% of the people who come to me in pain are reporting 50% drop in pain levels within weeks.
Yeah.
While they lower their pain meds. It's amazing.
It is. I wanted to say, Benny, I've got copies of the book I want to start to give away, okay? 1-800-930-2819. We're going to give our first copy of the book away. I love how you cover this in the book. I was fascinated because a lot of times I don't see this in books, but I experienced this. That's why I glommed onto it. It's about detox overload. See, that's how you know that less is more, you know. And I don't know if it's part of my personality or what, but what I found was while I was using it or while I use it, it felt good. Now, I want to talk with you about something that I learned the hard way, and I don't want our listeners to learn this the hard way. I don't. Not all machines are one size fits all. You may see a popular machine out there being promoted, but when we come back, the anatomy of a great vibrational machine, what do you look for? What is the difference between a single motor or no motor, or how the machine works? Why you want to know this, and how does it help you, especially if you're with Becky? Not only can you get the machine, but you get coaching. But she's got this amazing big chart, right? I saw the chart up there. When we come back, the guidelines to how you choose what machine's going to work for you. And by the way, we're also going to tackle one of the fastest growing forms, I might say. I call it inflammation. Becky, you can, when we come back from break, you can tell me. Breathing issues, asthma. Now, maybe you're thinking, really, Pat, asthma? Just saying. Young children, adults, are developing non-COVID-related type breathing inflammation things, right? Why? Think about what you're breathing in. Hello, right? Think about all the mold we're finding in, right? What is it that we can do? And then what Becky's going to tell us, because she did say this, she did mention, like, an, you know, your pet, and on her website, there's a child sitting on it. What? Children? Oh, my. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. My very special expert. And we're taking your calls. You got a question for Becky? Shout it out. Give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. You'll get a copy of the book. And if you don't want to come on air, just tell Benny your question. When we come back, we're going to tackle all of that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you having difficulty feeling at home in your own home? Join Annette Rigolo and Dr. Pat in Enlightened Environments, Optimizing from the Outside In, as they present a deep dive into the various vibrations of the Earth, along with man-made energies that impact our lives. Using the Diamond Dowsing Method, we will utilize specific vibrations to elevate our own homes to support us and expand us with their energy. Join us every third Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Time to make your home, home.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Emotional Elevation with me, Susan Denae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDenae.com. That's D-E-N-E-E.com.
Illuminate your inner framework now with Shelley Hoffberg and Stephanie Salt on the show Intuitive Diagnostics on Psychic Horizons. For you to find the keys to your highest path, it is vital that you see what is happening within your inner metric of you and those around you. They'll help you utilize soul architecture so that you can unravel the highest plan of life actualization for you. Manifest your unique life mission now every Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Terry Knutson, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnutsonSpeaks.com.
Are you wondering who you are meant to be in this ever-changing world right now? Kelly Kay is a certified new paradigm multidimensional transformation energy healer ready to assist you in this transformative process of expanding your consciousness. She helps you transmute your wounds and traumas into healing, growth, and wisdom, resulting in self-empowerment and freedom from fear. Visit enlightenedmedicine.com to learn more.
Hey everybody, welcome back. So great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on for sure. Thank you for doing that. Very special guest today joining us here, and I just love, it's been a while since she and I talked, and you know, we were joking a little bit about how we just keep going. And I think what she said to me was, wow, it's been like a really long time. And I was like, whoa, Becky, 20 years, okay, just saying, 20 years. Now, Charlene, we're going to come over to you in a hot minute. Becky, how do people find out more? How do they get the book? I know you have a Facebook page. You have a Facebook group. You got a bunch of things. So tell us the best way to do it.
Okay. Well, my website is BC for my initials, Becky Chambers, bcvibranthealth.com. It's easy. And you know what? You can just put in beckychambers.com and it'll take you to my website. And yeah. Then there's links from there to Facebook page and Twitter, Instagram. There's a newsletter and you can call me. My number is 781-860-0680. There's an 800 number on there too somewhere.
Yeah, I have it. Let me give it out. Okay.
Sure.
I'm going to do it. 877-422-8423. Hello, wait. 877. Benny, don't I sound like an old school? Like an old school broadcaster? 877-4-BC-VIBE, V-I-B-E. 877-422-423. Now, we're going to talk about machines because there's some questions coming in that are cool. But let's get to the questions because I think they'll help. So question number one, Mary. Thank you, Mary. This is a great, great question. I went through it. Can the machine be used for previous nerve / back issues?
Okay. So there's a number of issues here.
Yeah.
One is vibration is fantastic for nerve problems in general. Like, for example, peripheral nerve issues in your feet, vibration is fantastic. Now, in your back, back nerve problems can be a little different. Depend, like a common one is like a sciatica nerve problem, shooting pain down your leg, right?
Yes.
Yeah. If the nerve is being pinched by tight muscles, which is sometimes, then vibration's fantastic, and it will really, really help. If, however, the nerve is being pinched by the bone against a disc, from like a herniated disc, then actually you don't want to use vibration. So you do need to be careful with vibration. It is very powerful, as I said before. I have a list of contraindications in my book, and all my books, and on my website. So you can check the contraindications, and that is one. However, mm-hmm. that's an acute herniated disc. If you have a chronic sort of situation where every once in a while it comes back, but you went to the chiropractor and you got it better, so you said in the question an old problem, then actually, yes, it's terrific. The inflammation down, which is going to keep the nerve calm and keep the disc from being inflamed and bulging, and it will help keep you strong and good. So, you need to look at it a little bit more. You can contact me.
Yeah, and please, whatever you do, if you've got a compound condition, you have to check with your physician or your practitioner, whoever you're working with, right? Because the language is important. And I've learned that with my doctor by asking some really interesting questions. Like, I don't know how this full leg knee massager bumping up my surgery knee is different from me sitting on a chair. And then once I walked it through, he understood the science. Right? It's really important we learn the language. And you give us the language, Becky, in your book. I mean, you give us language. I'm going to go to the phones because we got a call, okay?
Sure.
Benny? Charlene, are you there? Okay. Not sure if Charlene is still there. We'll come back to Charlene. Hello?
Sorry, Pat, I was on the phone with somebody else. So Charlene is there now.
Thank you, Mr. Benny. He's so busy. Hey, Charmaine, how can we help you today? I want you to meet my buddy, Becky.
Hello,
hi,
Becky. Hi, Dr.
Hi.
Pat. Thank you
hi,
for introducing
Charlene.
Me.
Yeah. Cool.
I have a question.
Okay.
Go for it.
Which machine would be good for fibromyalgia?
Okay.
Thank you, because we are going to talk about machines now.
Very, very good question. So when you're dealing with inflammation, such as fibromyalgia, you need to be careful to get the right kind of machine. You do not want a wild machine. You do not want a machine that's too powerful. You want a single motor vertical vibration. That means the whole plate's moving up and down just a little bit. Another popular kind of machine that many machines are what's called oscillation, where it kind of goes back and forth like wildly, like this. But you're trying to calm everything down, including your mind. So a vertical vibration, single motor, and not too powerful, and also not too gentle. Well, for inflammation, you can go on the gentler side. There's other aspects, like if you're looking for bone density, then you don't want too gentle. But anyway, you know what? There are a number of machines that I recommend, and they're on my website. They're all single motor vertical vibration. And I developed a machine myself because I wanted to be sure that I had on tap, regular, ready all the time, just exactly what I want. And what I know is going to give the best results. Because the market changes so fast. There's so many different machines out there, and it's very confusing. So one safe way to go is go to my website and see what I have there.
And it's a very important thing to really get educated because, if you don't understand this and you start to look up a machine and it sounds like it's got everything, including Christmas lights on it, that may not be the best solution, right? Because you're trying to do something specific here.
Yeah.
You're trying to either lose weight or whatever you're trying to do. And some of those other machines, you're right, they got like crazy back and forth. And then, I'm not quite sure what the benefit of that is. But, right? You have to go to your website.
Yeah, a lot of machines out there now are just throwing everything in the
bucket,
you know? Like, oh, okay, we want the people who want this, we want the people who want that, we'll put them all in this one machine, and it can do everything. But actually, those machines, one, they're too crazy, and two, the kind of vibration that you really should be getting, it's very, they only give it a little bit of that. It's like, oh, it's just barely doing it. And then they've got all this other stuff going crazy. So, and you can also spend like a vast amount.
A lot.
Yeah. The machine that I developed, I really want to help a lot of people. I think everybody on the planet should be vibrating. I really do. So I really aim to keep this affordable, but give you the right kind of vibration. And it is. It's a comparable kind of vibration to the most expensive machines out there.
Yeah.
But it's not expensive.
Yeah, I think I looked at the Power 1000
mm-hmm.
on your website. That was one of them. There's also the 500. And then there's also, you have a vibe plate. I mean, you have pretty much just including a foot vibrator. But, you know, again, if you go to look, you'll see that what Becky is showing you is this is the plate. Now you can get the tower if you want to hold on or not. So take a look. And then Becky is available for you to call her and ask your questions. So, Charlene, I think we've really got you covered there on all fronts. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I think, and please.
I'm interested in the book, too, because, like, I've pulled everything up that you've said about all of these machines and things like that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, like more information and stuff. So I've got Becky's number here too. So
okay, yeah, and go ahead. And she has a whole section in the book about machines, and she explains them. You know, one of the things we didn't mention is G-force, right? That was an interesting term to see that. But if you're going to get a copy of her book, Charlene, anyway, make sure that Benny knows that, and take a look at it. And again, feel free to call Becky.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat. Yeah. Becky, thank you for doing this.
Thank you, Charlene. It's my pleasure. I've been very passionate about it since it changed my life. You know, a good 20 years ago after, oh, gosh, you know, I had so many health problems for so long. I spent, 30, 40 years trying to get better. And I learned a lot about natural health, and I was using all kinds of methods. And they were helping me, but yeah. I was still sick, still miserable, still had a struggling. And 20 years ago, I found vibration, and I just started shooting up. I mean, I was combining it with the other things. They're valuable. Mm-hmm. They are. But this gives your body so much energy to take advantage of all the good stuff you're giving it. And
yeah.
It's just working. It's every day. It's like you spent the entire day working on your body, getting treatments, you know, acupuncture, reflexology, detoxing, a massage, a little workout if you're up to it, and it took you 10 minutes. So you can keep doing things like writing books or whatever it is your passion and your love is or your work that you just got to do, take care of your family, all those things we all want to do. So it's a miracle. It's a godsend, really.
Yeah.
It's just going to change the world, I think.
Yeah, and by the way, when you read the book, the science will be explained as to why. You know, why is it that it works with the gut? If it works with the gut, then are we going to be able to absorb those gazillion vitamins we're taking that basically aren't getting absorbed? And there's just so many things to look at. So thank you, Charlene. Thank you. We have another question. This is a good one. It came in. And it's going to be a tricky answer because without knowing the extent of this injury, it's hard to say. However, I think Becky may have a couple of examples. Does it help with a broken arm?
Okay, so the short answer is you got to wait, okay? You know, you got two broken edges. You don't want to be moving them around. They're trying to bind. They're trying to bond, right? So you got to wait typically for a simple fracture. You're supposed to wait 6 weeks before vibrating. I would also say, you know, talk to your doctor. When he clears you to do any activity, then you're fine, right? And it will, this is exciting, vibration helps increase bone density. So it's going to strengthen your bones and protect you from future fractures and keep that broken bone, once it's healing, you know, it'll make it stronger and protect you in the future. So that's actually one of the big reasons people are buying vibration machines, because they don't want to take the dangerous bone density drugs. And this is a natural method, quick and effective, for bone density. And you mentioned the G-force, that's a real interesting question when you come to bone density. The research shows you want a higher G-force. That's the strength, the power of the machine, and it usually relates to the amplitude, how far it's moving the plate.
Up and down.
Right. Yeah. So, however, I still don't recommend the big machines that have the biggest amplitudes. You don't want to go, you want to look at the entire person, right? And the research, they focus, like most Western science stuff and Western medicine, they focus very, very narrowly. And they were looking only at sort of short-term, quick bone density. And you have to think about the whole body, the whole system, the mind, as well as inflammation and everything else. And you want a gentler machine, especially for older people who have health problems.
Yes.
And you can still get very good bone density results. I had a woman who was 70 years old, and she went from extremely severe osteoporosis to the bones of a healthy young woman in 2 years. It was unbelievable, and I can't say that's normal, that it was unusual, but what it's showing is vibration causes every muscle fiber in your body to vibrate and quiver. And where it quivers against bone, it's sending a signal to bone to increase bone density. So it is a super effective signal to bones throughout your whole body to increase bone density. And that is where you need a certain amount of G-force, because it does have to be strong enough to cause all your muscle fibers throughout your body to quiver. And really low power machines don't do that. There's just like your feet will vibrate, but no, won't go through your whole. So it's a question.
And Ray, I just want to be really clear, too, because when you look at some of these other machines that seem really fancy, and then you dive deeper into seeing what the vertical, what you get vertically, what you find a lot of times is that because they've added these other things, the real thing that you need, they cut back on, right? Now, you'll find that out when you go to look and you'll see, but when you go to look at the machine, I think that you have on your site, it's very clear that when you look at the machine, you could see by the construction what it's going to do best. And a lot of times these other machines don't show you, but when you call, you get the information and they'll tell you outright, well, this machine does all these things, but when you ask that very specific question about vertical vibration, that's where the rubber meets the road. And I'm telling everybody, check with Becky, do your own homework, but now you have the questions, everybody, to ask. Becky, look, there's so much to talk about, but this book is about inflammation. And we now know that beyond epidemic proportions, I mean, the numbers of diseases that are now being listed in diagnosis now that are related to inflammation, it's overwhelming, overwhelming. We're not even talking about that, really. You know, we get, oh, this is the disease, but like you said, fibromyalgia, right? Any kind of rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, MS. I mean, anything that you look up and you find that, what do they check? Inflammation markers.
Well, and just the ones that are epidemics, like diabetes,
oh my
blood
gosh.
Pressure,
yeah.
And, you know, heart disease. It's all inflammation driven.
Yeah.
So, you know, proving that these machines lower inflammation is huge. It's really huge. But we need to go one further step.
Take us there.
Well, so far they've proved they can lower inflammation in people who aren't that sick. But when they try to do it with people who are sick, that's where they have problems. So we need to go to the point where we can show that it works with people who are actually sick. And it does. I know it does. I've been doing it for 20 years. I was sick myself with inflammation-driven problems.
Why are they having problems with that?
Because they think the machine is exercise, and they try to give you a workout. So they think high amplitude, you know, put them on there for a long time, strengthen the muscles, and then the knee joint will be work better because the muscles are stronger. No, they're giving you too much, too strong, wrong machine, too wild, and they're overstressing the body. You don't want to stress the body. You stress a body that's already weak and fragile and inflamed. Inflammation doesn't get better. It could even get worse.
It does.
You have to go really gentle.
Yeah.
Stand on a gentle machine, relax, let it, you know, calm your brain, raise serotonin so you're calm and happy, move out the toxins, just relax, and then you get good results.
Yeah.
So I'm in the middle of getting research going on doing just that.
That's
very
exciting.
I'm very excited, actually, about that.
Yeah. I can't wait for you to do that. I had a funny feeling you were going to do that. The other thing I want to say to people that are listening, I'll tell you one of the things I learned, and I learned it the hard way. Because it doesn't feel like you are busting it out in the gym 30 minutes on an elliptical or your Arnold Schwarzenegger workout, you don't take your water with you. You're thinking, no. Don't make the mistake I make. I mean, I learned I'm drinking the water before I'm drinking the water. We make that mistake because we forget detox requires us to drink water.
Well, you know, these machines, they're just a massive detoxification system because every muscle fiber in your body is tensing and relaxing, massaging and pushing the lymph. Your lymph out of the through the system, and that's the detox system we have in our bodies. So I tell people to start with 1 minute on a gentle machine on a low power, because it's just a massive detox. Even if you just stand there for a minute or two. So I have people, you know, who they're like, and it doesn't feel like that much is happening. Just like you're saying, you're standing there, it feels good. You're like, oh, wow, I could do this all day. It feels great. It feels like a massage. But inside your body, the lymph system is being massaged and moving toxins out, and toxins are a big part of inflammation, and they're a big part of all kinds of health problems. So suddenly liberating those toxins in your body and sending them to the liver and the kidneys to go get processed and excreted, it's hard work for your body. So, yeah, drink some water and take it slow and, you know, just be gentle with your body, love your body, and your body can do amazing, awesome things. You got to trust it.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you for this. We got a couple of minutes left. I know there are some things that we just didn't cover. I want to know, you know, from where Becky Chambers sits now, what would you say are your top three messages for people today?
Vibrate. Get yourself a vibration machine and combine it with all kinds of other natural systems, because there is enormous power in natural and natural health approaches. And, you know, you can take care of yourself. You can heal yourself by taking care of yourself, and don't depend on Western medicine. I'm not saying there's not a place for it. There is. And talk to your doctor and use the best of both. What else? Love yourself. Okay? We all need to love and care about ourselves, and just give yourself a big hug and
Well, I love it. You know, here's the thing I want to say to you, and it's how we started the show. When you come across something like this, I'm pretty much a skeptic, especially if you've been as sick as Becky, you and I have been with inflammation. And one of the things you do is you're taking on new information and you're learning. And when something seems too good to be true, we automatically want it to be much harder, much more expensive until you try it. And then you try it and you feel better. You can't explain it. You don't know why you don't feel as stressed. You're not following the chart and standing on one leg, but what you're doing is maybe you can just sit in a chair. And then you realize you can't wait to do the next session again, and you have to hold back because less is more. Becky, thank you so much. Give out your website one more time.
BC, for Becky Chambers, bcvibranthealth.com.
Awesome.
Love to see you.
I love it. And don't forget, whole body vibration for calming inflammation. Here you go. Covered a lot of topics. I want to thank everybody for tuning us in. I want to thank our fabulous callers for some great, great questions. Benny, thank you. Olivia, thank you. We're going to take a short break, everybody. And when we come back, more with the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio.
Expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Wednesday to you, Betty Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the sound. Well, good thing, folks, so far no major blocking or accidents to report at the moment. Still a little bit slowing, actually, on I-5 northbound out of Tacoma, down by the Tacoma Dome, but it will break free after McKinley Way. Stay tuned for another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network, the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, and Essentials of Medical Intuition, a visionary path to wellness with Wendy Coulter.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. President Biden says freedom had no greater champion than former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright.
With her goodness and grace, her humanity and her intellect, she turned the tide of history.
During a funeral service for Albright at D.C.'s National Cathedral, former President Bill Clinton said working with Albright was an honor and a joy. He called her a truly proud American who made all of us prouder to be Americans. Albright served during the Clinton administration and was the first woman in American history to be named Secretary of State. She died last month after battling cancer. A former Marine who's been held captive in Russia since 2019 is finally on his way home. Spokesman for the U.S. State Department, Ned Price, said Trevor Reed's release is a testament to the Biden administration's commitment to bring home Americans who were unjustly detained around the world. Price confirmed a U.S. official met with Reed and said he's in good spirits and ready to be reunited with his family. The head of Homeland Security says he expects that a public health order, which has been used to expedite deportations, will end next month. This is despite a federal court ruling that's blocking its expiration.
With the Title 42 public health order set to be lifted, we expect migration levels to increase as smugglers seek to take advantage of and profit from vulnerable migrants.
Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas told a congressional hearing they're preparing for that surge but need some help. The budget request includes funding for 300 new Border Patrol agents. That would be the first increase since 2011. Former President Trump is fighting back as he looks to avoid a daily fine for not complying with subpoenas for business documents. Trump has appealed a contempt citation after a judge ruled he'd be fined $10,000 a day until he fully complies. It's part of an investigation into the Trump Organization's finances that's being conducted by New York Attorney General Letitia James. Trump has called the investigation politically motivated. His lawyers recently argued he doesn't have documents relevant to the investigation. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
KKNW can help you build a rewarding show and podcast. Here's just one of our happy hosts.
Hi, this is Dr. K, host of Dr. K's Attuning to Your Abundance. I emphatically recommend you to the team at KKNW. The station is a great place for lots of messages, especially poets, writers, storytellers, singers, and musicians.
Learn more about hosting your own show and podcast. Call 425-653-1150.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to Alternative Talk weather outlook for Wednesday. Well, we'll see mostly cloudy skies, a few sun breaks, as well as a few showers. At temperatures around 56, 57 degrees, mostly cloudy skies, and low temperatures back down to about 38 for this evening. For Thursday, clouds in the morning, a few light rain showers, turning to partly cloudy skies, with sun breaks and a few showers yet again by Thursday afternoon and evening. A temperature around 57, clouds and low temperatures down to about 40 for Thursday evening. Friday, partly cloudy skies, a little bit of light rain as well, and high temperatures warmer, around 60.
I want to take a minute and invite you on over to the Love Shack. It's a little old place where we get together, explore fresh perspectives, eavesdrop on juicy conversations, and uncover the mysteries that nobody talks about but absolutely influences our relationships.
And we're Tom and Stacey Bartley. We are the hosts of Love Shack Live, which airs every Thursday at 1 p.m. PST, 1150 KKNW AM.
Yeah, come on over and join us. We look forward to connecting with you soon.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Forging a Life.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Really, really excited about the show today for those of you out there that are wondering why. I mean, you just heard us have a conversation, right? You just heard us have a conversation about one aspect of healing that we now know in time is really touching on. But what got us to even look at it? Was it science? Was it intuition? Was it common sense? Was it? I'm going to tell you what I think it is, but I'm not going to do that because I got like a super guest for y'all right here now. Because joining me today, I got the most amazing Wendy, right? Wendy Coulter joining me here today. The book, thank you, Wendy, The Essentials of Medical Intuition, A Visionary Path to Wellness. Now, why am I excited about this, right? Well, of course, our buddy Dr. Larry writes great testimonial. Everybody's writing it. What is it that she's doing? Here's what I want to tell you. When you tune in to Mary Jane Mack's show, let's just say, or you tune in to Dr. Darvish, just say it, or you tune in to the many, many hosts we have that somehow, let me say it differently, not like Wendy would, tap into something. What have they learned? What is it that is not being shared that Wendy is sharing in her fabulous hit book, The Essentials of Medical Intuition? Because I'll tell you, this is the key. And when you sit down and you look at what people have wrote, right? When you hear people say, Wendy is an extraordinary guide, why? Because she does what we do as a network. She's transferring knowledge. She's talking about understanding and appreciating the potential of medical intuition as ancient as people that have walked. It is a new frontier in healthcare, but it is not new to humanity. Today, we're going to take you on this journey because her passion goes beyond chit-chatting about it. She wants to teach you about it. And, you know, it's interesting what Bernie Siegel says in the book, Dr. Bernie says in the book. He says, we need to integrate medicine so people are not a diagnosis or a body part, but are a story which needs to be heard and responded to. We need to include mind, dreams, intuition, mysticism with the body and medical. And then he goes on, he says, Coulter, that's Wendy. Coulter's book, Essentials of Medical Intuition, brings this expanded vision of healthcare to the forefront. Hallelujah. Wendy, it's great to have you. Welcome to the show.
Oh, it's thank you so much for having me, and thank you for that introduction. You know, usually I end up having to explain, and I'm happy to, all about it, but you really get it, and I really appreciate that.
I got to tell you, it saved my life. That's where I get it. I must say it took a while to really peel the onion back, because one of the things I've learned about medical intuition, I would love for you to jump in here with this question, is that there are challenges that practitioners face in this world. Why? My take on it, and then I want to hear from you. And I want to hear from you, your challenges to even bringing this thing to the forefront. The challenges, we are instant gratification people right now. If I cannot take a pill and get rid of my whole body illness or whatever, if I can't just take one pill, you got to give me the pill because I'm busy, then I'm not interested. But that's not healing. That's not healing. That's the ability to temporarily dismiss a symptom that may or may not be related to what's going on. So I want to ask you, in this field of medical intuition that people are so excited about, how would you describe some of the challenges practitioners face with this, Wendy?
Oh, there are many. And it's an interesting kind of challenge. I've been a medical intuitive for about 20 years, a little over 20 years, and I've worked with doctors quite closely in that time, and many medical intuitives do, and are very much under the radar. I'm happy to say that that's now starting to become more openly spoken about, which is wonderful. Some of the challenges that healthcare practitioners face right now is the whole idea of burnout. It's rampant, and the numbers are rather staggering. Medical intuition has a role to play in the resilience factor of healthcare practitioners, and that's not the main topic, but you asked that a very important question, yeah. Or what are some of the challenges? Some of the other challenges that we see in healthcare is the idea of medical error. Medical error before COVID was the third leading cause of death in the U.S., and that's a pretty enormous number.
Gigantic.
It's now number four. COVID is number three, and that will change over time, I'm sure. But what does that mean, medical error? It means a number of things. It means misdiagnosis. It means missed diagnoses. It means overtreatment. It means undertreatment. It means a lot of pitfalls for any healthcare practitioner, no matter whether they're allopathic or complementary alternative, because of the bias that the educational system brings, and that's a loaded word.
I like it though.
Yeah, what it means is that healthcare practitioners very correctly are learned to train to look through a single lens, and that single lens is very useful and powerful. However, medical intuition is the absence of that lens. In other words, the way I practice and teach is to not have any bias at all, so that I can have a conversation with the body and the biofield and learn from the body and the biofield what it is asking for, rather than coming to it with my own set of you know, knowledge base or whatever that is, right? And medical intuitives have been doing this for centuries. many of them are not medical professionals. I am not. And many of them, like me, simply have an intuitive dialogue with the body and the biofield, asking what is real, what is apparent. And from that, what my clients do is they take that information to their primary care doctors, and their primary care doctors then have a lot more information to work with. And that's where medical intuition really can step up.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I love that you started the book out. I just want to say for those of you that are just tuning in, I want you to know, and we will take your questions throughout the show today for Wendy, Wendy Coulter, 1-800-930-2819. The book is The Essentials of Medical Intuition. It's a visionary path to wellness. And what I want to say about it is a path. And we're going to talk about this today. Because when you look at how the book starts and what other people have to say, you wonder, how is somebody going to write about this and start the book? Well, I was very happy because Wendy starts the book not with the conversation about what is medical intuition, thank you, but she just gets with saying, hello, what is intuition? And I want to start there because we believe in intuition. We believe in intuition. How do we know it? My middle name was Lucky for 20 years until it started to wear me down because I started to get asked to go to race and pick out the winning horses. Like, that was it. Where are we going to go tonight? Oh, we're going to go to Yonkers. I don't want to go to Yonkers. Oh, yeah, we have to go to Yonkers. And we got Tommy, Dick, Joe, and Mary coming. But you have to be there because you're going to pick the horses. Now, I ultimately decided, even if I picked the horse, I wasn't going to tell them because I couldn't get out of that. But you start the book with intuition, which has become more widely accepted now. Good idea, Wendy Coulter.
Well, you know, it is more widely accepted, and the more studies that are done on how people think about intuition, the more data there is on how much intuition is a part of our lives. So I wanted to frame the book that way so people, no matter where they came in with their ideas of intuition, could start to relate to it. Because we all can. We all can. And in that, I wanted to set the framework. What's really interesting about the healthcare world is that those practitioners who are actively using their intuition, whether or not they talk about it, are the ones that everybody refers, right? Your naturopathic doctor, your internist, your specialist, they're special because they're using something other than that bias. They're using something broader. Well, what is that?
Yeah.
Physician intuition is actually, and nurse intuition has been studied. I was really thrilled to find those studies.
Tell us about it. Let's share this a little bit because you don't hold back here, and that's what I love about this. You don't hold back, and yet I know that coming out way has its own challenges. Right. Well,
certainly. You know, the medical world rightly is very suspicious and cautious about these sorts of things, and they should be. We want to have vetted, evidence-based information for anything having to do with healthcare. So one of the things I have to start with is that medical intuitives do not diagnose. We don't diagnose, we don't prognose, we don't prescribe. Our job is to have that conversation, to see what's there, to see what's apparent and evident. Yeah. And the idea is that the patient or the client works with their licensed healthcare provider, and that's a bottom ethical, that is an ethical bottom line, put it that way.
Thank you.
Yes.
I shared a story with you, and I think Dr. Darvish is going to be doing some radio shows with me again on Fridays. The woman saved my life, but it started with, may I, the angel lady. Now, this is it's a long story. I'm going to make it short. The angel lady was one of the first people that was on my show in 2003. 20 years we've been doing this, right? I love every minute. Nothing has changed for me. Not a single thing in this arena has changed for me. I love it. I'm learning so much. I read your book. I loved it. Here's what I know. Angel Lady says, the angels want me to tell you that I think your thyroid's off. This is like when April 1st of 04, my body stopped working. The 31st of March, it was working. April 1st, everything stopped. My legs blew up. It was crazy. She says, I think you got T3. I think you got thyroid. T3. Go Google T3 people. Two people came up at the time in 2004, Dr. Darvish and another person. I picked Dr. Darvish, and this is a person that saved my life because we were on territory that was new. It wasn't a lot of information. But medical intuition is a skill, and I want to make sure we drive that point home. Me listening to the angel lady, not so much a skill, but maybe intuition. But can we talk about the skill we're referencing here?
Absolutely, and I'm really glad you wanted to highlight this, because the misunderstanding about medical intuition is that it's only for the gifted, right? It's only for the people who have special talents. Well, we all have these talents, right? So when I set out to teach this skill, because I saw the value that it brought to both my clients and the doctors who I worked with, the value was really quite exponential. I decided that I needed to teach it in a way that people could understand it as a skill and work with it as a skill. And so I developed my programs out of that concept. And I'm very pleased to say that we've had, you know, great success. The people that have come through my program have 94 to 98% accuracy rates. We were able to test to see how accurate they were with their sessions. And that information is brand new. We haven't seen that before.
You know, as we go through the book, you take us on a journey, but it's so informative and it's so rich. First of all, I love the caveats, because people are going to want to know this. You know, this is not the encyclopedia of how to. It's not like buying Arnold Schwarzenegger's encyclopedia of every exercise he ever did, how to do it, when to do it, when not to do it, what weight to use and what weight not to use, right? That's that big fat book that people still buy in today. But this is, in your words, the best way to learn and master the skill.
Yes.
Tell us about this format, please.
Sure. I knew I did not want to write a how-to book for a number of reasons. Number one, I believe that this skill is best learned with someone who can teach it. And that's really why I put my program together. When I realized that I was doing medical intuition, I actually didn't have a name for it years and years ago, and I looked around for places to study. I couldn't find one, and I thought, you know, I'm going to hone this skill, and I'm going to teach it one day, and now I do. I knew that I didn't want to write the book the way I've read books about this, and Carolyn Mace's Anatomy of the Spirit is one of the best books on the subject. Yes, it blew everybody out of the water, right? Edgar Cayce's work prior to that, also very, very powerful.
Oh, my God.
Very powerful.
Oh, my God.
What I noticed in the books is that, and in other books subsequently, which are wonderful, there's wonderful work out there, is that most people were talking about their own perspectives as a medical intuitive, which is very valuable. But I wanted to dig into the history. Where did this thing come from?
Yeah.
What do we know about it? What about the research? And because I conducted my own research, I was curious to know what other research was there.
Yeah.
And so all of this, and, you know, the different aspects of what we look at. We look at the physical body. We look at the emotional body, the spiritual body. What does all that mean? So I wanted to write a book that both the public and the healthcare world could understand as valuable to our own personal healthcare and the work that we do with our clients and our patients.
Yeah. You know, I also want to say something to clarify for people, because this is where we have a confusing line. And the line is confusing because we're throwing around the word energy a lot. Like, you know, Dr. Oz mentions it once and all of a sudden it became a thing. No. But we're not talking about that. I just want to be clear. And I think, you know, Wendy, you're going to explain what we are talking about. But a lot of times when we hear medical intuition, we want to lump it into healing touch or Reiki or I'm going a blank now on all the other things. But
right.
Let's talk about why it doesn't get defined in that realm.
Yes.
If you could.
Absolutely. And this is another distinction that I wanted to make in the book, is that medical intuition is not an energy healing modality per se, like Reiki, like healing touch, pranic healing, and dozens, hundreds perhaps of others. It is a foundational skill that can be used with any healthcare practice, from the energy side to allopathic medicine to everything in between. That's the way I look at it. It builds a foundation for any healing work that anybody has, and that makes it quite special. It makes it a very unique skill set.
Yeah. I got two knees replaced, and the doctor had indicated, he said to me, which is your worst knee? And I said, okay, worse by what? Deterioration? And he says, yes. I said, the left. I said, but, and then he marked it down. And then I came back and I said, you know what? I don't want to do that one first. I said, on paper, I know what you're saying, but I don't want to do that one first. I want to do the right one first. And he this went back and forth until finally he called me. And he said, tell me more about that. I said, let me just tell you, you want a common sense answer. Here's the common sense answer. Why would you do the worst one first and then the second one? And then I have to rely on the worst one to carry the second one. I said, but honestly, it's my intuition. You can make up whatever doctor story you want. It's okay. But I'm telling you, change the records. I want to do the right one. Right?
That's great.
Best decision I ever made.
Yeah.
And afterwards, he's like, okay, that was right.
He said
something like, you know, he said, next time around, why don't you become a doctor? I said, no, that's too hard. I just want to use my intuition. And he smiled. But you see, we have to have these understandings.
Yeah.
Let's talk a minute about the fact that you so beautifully included the history. I was like, thank you, Wendy. Because so often these books don't give us a backdrop. Why was this important? And what are some of the things that you discovered along the way to writing this where you said, what?
the history really, really took me by surprise. Because when we think of medical intuition in the U.S., we really don't go much farther back than Edgar Cayce, who was quite famous for this skill. But it does. It goes all the way back to Europe and other parts of the world, into the late 1700s and all the way through the mid-1800s, into the late 1800s, actually about 100 years, almost 100 years of practice of medical intuition, not called it by that name. Where this began, in recorded history, of course, it goes much further back than that, but in recorded history, where this began was with the work of Dr. Franz Mesmer, who was a German, I think he was a physician, but what he discovered was that he could hypnotize people, which at the time was called mesmerism by his name, and help them with different healing processes that he had devised himself, very much what we would call the basis of many contemporary energy healing techniques. He used energy. He moved it with his hands. He did a whole bunch of things, when, of course, was very controversial at the time. One of the things that his students noticed as they worked with his techniques is that when they mesmerized, so to speak, one of their patients, they found that some of the patients could accurately diagnose their own health issues and also remedies. And that was, you know, just sort of an offshoot of this interesting skill. That was recorded all over Europe and also into, Russia and mm-hmm. those areas. And it was quite controversial. How is this happening?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out that it became a craze. You know, people were really interested in this. The public just thought it was the greatest thing. And you can imagine the remedies at the time, you know, mercury and whatever crazy things they were doing. These, what they called them, were somnambulists, meaning that trance state kind of practitioners, were able to see into the body, get, you know, the right issue, bring it to the attention of the person who consulted them, and get the remedies that could help. And that is what we see over and over with medical intuition.
Yeah.
That was the first recorded. There's some wonderful books out there on this history that they're noted in the footnotes, but
yes.
Fascinating, the history of it. Now, when the late 1800s through 1900s came around, this concept of energy, which was called vitalism at the time, was very controversial. Is the body full of this unseen energy, prana, we call it qi in, you know, Chinese tradition, or is it this mechanistic, materialistic, you know, cause and effect kind of mechanism? Is that what we're made of? And that mechanistic idea took over, sadly.
It really
was only revived in medicine fairly recently. I would say, you know, from pretty much
the 60s, really, you know, the late 50s, when people started coming back to this concept. So, you know, it's been a really interesting history to look at.
It is. It was so much so. I can't remember, but I think you quote one of the books that I tried to use as a basis for including intuition in my research. And I didn't get buy-in from the committee, but my committee chair allowed me some leverage in the qualitative part,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
But I did slip a little, I created a spirituality little questionnaire, and I did slip it in there. But
fantastic.
It was, I think it was Leskowitz. I can't remember if it was Leskowitz or Sir John, but I think you referenced both of them.
Yes.
And I find that when you start to read some of this and you start to read the words that they use, we understand even then how important it was. But are we ready? Are we starting to see schools now that teach medicine becoming more open, Wendy? What are your thoughts on that?
Well,
the good and bad news, right?
The good news is that the field of integrative medicine and functional medicine, these are new words, you know, in the lexicon, meaning that conventional Western medicine trained doctors are interested in, quote, complementary alternative practices, meaning, you know, energy healing, acupuncture, even chiropractic, things that are not taught in medical school typically, right? So we're seeing that. And let me back up and say this is public driven. This is driven by the public, because the public says, the people say, hey, I went to yoga class. I'm doing meditation now. My blood pressure is down, right?
Things
are healing in my body because I saw a Reiki healer, you know. So they're telling their doctors, and luckily the medical world is paying attention. And this is a very exciting time because of that. I've been very, very blessed to speak at some of the top integrative medicine schools in the country, including university departments, you know, at medical schools, at universities. So something is happening. Something is changing. People want to know. And that's exciting to me, because my goal is to be able to bring this into medical schools.
Yeah.
You know, I've taught at Andrew Weil Center to fourth-year medical students and residents. Their eyes light up. They get this. They understand that there's something more than just the mechanistic properties of the body. So what is that?
Right? Absolutely. I will tell you this. So I'm so glad we're having this. I'm so glad you really included everything like this in the book. I will say this. You know, my own battle, I somehow got my very conventional specialist to do some experiments with both Dr. Darvish and Mary Jane Mack. And he agreed to do them if I followed a protocol.
Yes.
The protocol was they would have to give their whatever they found, whether it was we found the parasite Ehrlichia or whatever people say, or we found the ... infection, right? Then I will have to go get the blood work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then he would do an independent review. What he found was shocking, and it became a beautiful connection between three of the most unlikely people to ever connect openly. And we started to chip away at skepticism. When we come back, we're going to talk with Wendy Coulter about more than just intuition. How do we learn the skill? And does Sarah Main have this right? Because she is a Sanskrit expert. When she uses Sanskrit words like prana, when she uses this is her expertise, 5,000-year-old system to teach us the power of this. Did they get this right? Wendy, before we go to break, how do we get the book? How do we find out about you?
Oh, thank you for asking. You can go to any bookstore should have it, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Essentials of Medical Intuition, A Visionary Path to Wellness. Also, you can go to my website, which is thepracticalpath.com, three words all together, thepracticalpath.com. There's lots of information about my programs and workshops and the book.
So when we come back, We're going to talk about the essentials and why all of this is available for you to learn. And I thank you for including case studies in the book. I read some of these and I thought, oh, Claudia wasn't aware of the obvious reasons to her flare-up. No kidding. Let's take a short break. When we come back, so much more with Wendy. We'll be right back, everybody.
And I'd love to tell you about the latest technology at the Volara Company. I've been using the Volara Company equipment, the air machine, since 1992. And I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on that, you can go to MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
There isn't a magic pill to creating your healthy lifestyle, yet it doesn't have to be hard or feel impossible. Health works from the inside out, connecting both your body and your mind. Georgette LePage lives and breathes what she teaches, so allow her to be living proof of what can work for you. Connect with her now for a free 30-minute discovery session to see what results you are looking for and how she can help you get them. Visit GeorgetteLePage.com.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
Hi, I'm Coach Martez.
And I'm licensed therapist Adrenalation.
We want to invite you to join us on the Coach Martez and Adrenalation Show, where we discuss understanding love, accepting truth, and changing your perspective.
Relationships are the currency to life, and so many couples find themselves broke in their relationships. We want you to join us for a lively discussion and practical tips and insights on how to turn things around and gain the merit for life mindset.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's great to have all of you tune us in, turn us on. Hey, if you've got a question for Wendy, give us a shout or go to Transformation Talk Radio and type in your question and we'll make sure we get it on air. 1-800-930-2819. You know, what we're talking about here, for those of you that just may be tuning in, you know, we're talking about Wendy's Coulter's new book, Essentials of Medical Intuition, A Visionary Path to Wellness. And what I love about this book is Wendy takes you on this journey. For me, that it included a lot of things that help not just learn the skill, but help you understand the questions better. Wendy, again, what's the best way for people to find out more about you, but also how to get the book?
Thank you so much. So my website is thepracticalpath.com, three words all together, thepracticalpath.com. And you can find the book, information about the book on the website, along with workshops and programs that I teach. And you can find the book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or anywhere books are sold.
Yeah. You not only practice medical intuition as a medical intuitive, but you teach it. And
yes.
See, that's got to really be important, because if they go to your website, they can look up the training, they can look up the classes, and they could look up everything else.
Yes.
Because it is time for us to learn this now, right?
I agree. Absolutely.
I want to ask you this. Yes, there are changing times. Yes, we've talked about it. But there's also new research that's popping up. And it's almost as if we've known about it, but in order for us to believe it, case studies are great, anecdotal data is great, but as my research committee chair said to me, what are your numbers?
that is the bottom line. And, you know, it's actually kind of unfortunate because it leaves out a lot of really wonderful ancient and, you know, indigenous and you name it, alternative types of healing practices. But I do believe in research, and I believe in it so much that when I couldn't find enough data on medical intuition out there, there have been many studies, well, not many. You could probably count them on, you know, a hand and a half.
Right.
Haven't been that many, which surprised me given how long medical intuitives have been around. When I realized that the data, most of it was inconclusive, I decided that it was, and most of it had been done 20 years ago and later and earlier than that. I mean, there really has been this big gap. I decided that it was time to do as much of the study as I could. And I collaborated with some colleagues at the University of California, San Diego, and really got some input on how to put together at least a survey to find out. So we did an exploratory pilot study, essentially, on the efficacy and the accuracy of trained medical intuitives, and these were my students, the graduates of my program. We knew we had high anecdotal success rate. That was, and most medical intuitives will tell you that as well. But we wanted to see if we could gather some data. And what we found, the way we set it up was as blinded as we could. This is an eyes-closed process, the way I practice it, so there's that blindedness. But also, we don't do any kind of intake. We just do basically what's called a cold read. We just look at your energy, we tell you what we see. And that's how we put it together. And we found that the participants, we had 67 participants here and five of my students, and we found that the participants rated the medical intuitives as 94% accurate in their evaluation and their identification of their primary health issue, right?
Yeah.
No information ahead of time. We found that they were 98% accurate in their evaluation of life history. This is a big part of it. And this, to my mind, is what's very much missing in healthcare. This is the origin of issues. How does something manifest? So we want to look in the life history and see what led to the body's imbalance, right? And that's a big tenet of medical intuition, that the body holds all this information. 98% accuracy right there. We also asked the participants how many had a known diagnosis, how many received an accurate diagnosis from their physician, and about half of them did. And of those, how consistent was the medical intuitive with that known diagnosis without knowing it ahead of time? And we got a 94% accuracy rate there. Now, that's a really significant number.
Yeah.
You know, the doctors that come hear me speak say, well, we don't even get that high of a number.
Right.
So what is going on here? And because of that, I'm very pleased to say that I'm currently partnering with a U.S. research organization to take this further. We want to corroborate with medical records. We want to see how, you know, get even more data on this in an even more gold standard way so that the medical world can look at this and synthesize it, you know, understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is what I love. I mean, part of this, too, and as I was reading the book, there was a pivotal moment for you. Gene Houston calls them tipping points.
Yes.
And it was a tipping point. It was a moment where you look a situation, and you refer to the person, Annie.
Yes.
Annie. And I thought about this because that really was one of those moments with your explanation of Annie and how you approached it, and then ultimately what happened to Annie. Wow. If that doesn't get you on the Wendy Coulter path, nothing will, right?
It was a powerful experience. I've been doing medical intuition for quite a while. This was fairly early in my career. And
working with doctors and working with my clients. I was an energy healing practitioner for a very long time. And one of the things that one of the people that came to me was this young woman, very vivacious, lovely young woman in her early 20s. She had been having kidney pain or pain in that part of her mid-back that was assumed to be kidney pain for quite a while. And at the time, the diagnostic tests that her doctors were giving her turned up nothing. They couldn't find any reason for her, for this pain, but she was clearly in pain. So they gave her opioids to help manage pain, even though they didn't have an understanding of where it came from. And they gave her antidepressants because she was having trouble just coping with life. They called it psychosomatic, which is the big medical world word for we don't know what it is, and maybe it's something you're creating in your mind. And it's an unfair word in my world, because if someone is having a manifestation of pain or discomfort, something's going on. The body has something to tell you. So in that session with her, within, I think, maybe 5 minutes, what I saw was a very tiny shard, a crystallization, that had moved out of her kidney and had gotten stuck in the ureter tube just on the outside of the kidney and wasn't budging. It really was not moving. That was the source of the pain, and it was tiny, but she could definitely feel it. Actually, it was too small for the diagnostic scanning they had at the time. That's why they felt it was inconclusive, right?
Right.
I could see it, and there it was. And so the conversation between the medical intuitive and the client's body, that's what happens. So I'm dialoguing with the kidney saying, well, what do you need? Can she drink 3 gallons of water? Can she,
right.
You know, what can happen? And the kidney very, very clearly tell her to see a surgeon. Go see a surgeon. I'm like, okay. And I told her, I drew her a picture of where it was. I said, you know, it's really important that you find a surgeon that will listen to you and take the next steps. And I found out what happened for her a couple of years later. She had found a surgeon who was willing to listen, willing to do exploratory work. They found the issue. She had the surgery, and she was out of pain. And that was brilliant. Now, what I also found was that she had become so addicted to the opioids by that time that she died of an overdose not long after.
Right.
That blew everything out of the water for me. I was, of course, it's a tragic story. But think about it. What if her doctors had a medical intuitive to consult with when the tests were inconclusive, when symptoms were atypical, all that stuff? Would she be alive today?
Right.
I would think she would. And that was a pivotal understanding for me and a tragic story. The value that medical intuition can bring to the healthcare world and the need for it. And that's when I got the idea, this needs to be brought into healthcare. This can't just be some side, you know, kind of wacky thing that people could do. This needs to be understood. And that's where I started developing my programs.
And, you know, that's really just one thing. And I want to say this. I want to say this, Wendy, about what you do in the book. Because then what you do is you really continued on and you take us on a pathway that not just explains to us the history of this, but then you talk about the skill of it. And it's a skill that people can learn. And see, I think that's one of the greatest breakthrough messages in your book, because people have sort of gotten half of the information. And they think, if I'm not born with it, I'm not it. Or if I'm not fill in the blank, I can't do it. But that is not the story of some of these people that we're talking about. There's something they've learned. And, you know, that is really, to me, that's important. Now, Edgar, of course, right? Edgar Cayce, I don't know that there's like anybody ever going to be like him. But we start to now see... We hear about the people that have made it to a level that we hear about it, but those are not the only people. Like if I didn't mention Darcy Darvish or Mary Jane Mack, you wouldn't have known.
Yes.
And yet we've got to get to the point where we're telling people you can learn this. Isn't that one of the main, how should I say it, the main cornerstones of why you wrote this book.
There, yes, and that's a, there's two messages in there, which I'll prize apart.
At least two.
At least two, right. Number one is, should this be in healthcare? What's the value to healthcare? Of course, my answer is, of course, yes, and here's why, which the book explains. The second part is, can we use this for ourselves? The conversation between our minds and our bodies, that really hasn't been delved into a lot. You know, there's some people that talk about that, but how do you do that, right? So one of the things that I offer the public is a workshop in how to create that intuitive connection with our bodies. Just like you did with your knee, you had an intuitive connection where you thought, you know, you discerned intuitively that this was going to be the best path for you regardless of what the doctor wanted you to do. That understanding your doctor was willing to listen to, and that's phenomenal. But we need to have this because healthcare for many people can be like a rabbit hole. And if you have an issue that's not easily dealt with, then it can really be quite a, you know, a mill. And many of medical intuitives, my colleagues, we work with people who've been through, quote, through the mill, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
so it's this double-sided thing. We want the healthcare providers to be able to access and use this skill on behalf of their patients. And I also want people to be able to use it for themselves.
I love it. I mean, part of the thing, too, and again, for those of you just tuning in, talking with Wendy Coulter, and Wendy, when people go to your site, they're going to go to your website, and what they're going to find is a lot of information. And thank you for being so, you know, vigilant about this, you know, whether it's frequently asked questions. I mean, you really explain to people a number of things. And then somebody asked me a question, and what I want to say is go to the website, thepracticalpath.com. Is that right, Wendy?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And when you go there, you're going to see that there are classes that are becoming available in the fall. There's a medical intuition for healing workshop in July. So you're going to be able to see a lot of the things that we're kind of talking about quickly here. When you go there, you'll be able to also look up services. You know, you can book a session with Wendy. There's a bunch of things you can do. So we're not just talking about somebody that writes a book. We're talking about somebody that writes a book about something she does. And that's the difference. In the time we have left, I want to jump to a couple of things. You tell us beautifully and take us on a journey beautifully. But when you had to sit down and write some of the skills to teach people, right? You have to go through this carefully. And, you know, there's a reference in here to the AIDS epidemic in L.A. and Louise Hay. But you really take us through skill sets that pretty much people can learn and practice. Affirmations, right? Talking about visualizations. What is it that after you put this all together, was there a tool that you decided to bump up in your own mental priority Rolodex?
That's a great question. So intuition has many aspects and facets, and many intuitives feel. That's clairsentient. They feel it in their body. Many intuitives hear. Many have that sense of knowing. The skill that I use is the visual skill of seeing so that I can actually see into the body, right? So I can look at it. It's very much like an MRI type of a picture.
Yeah.
And that is a learned skill. All of these, some people feel that they have them naturally, which is really wonderful, and empathy and, you know, all of that. It's beautiful. And what I teach is the visual skill. And we can actually practice it because what do we call that? We call that visualization. We call it using your mind's eye. So that the skills that are in the book and the tools and the practice that's in the book, I hope people really enjoy because it, for many, it will be a first step in learning how to cultivate and develop intuitive skills. So there's a lot in the book, and there's a lot on the website. On the website, there's an audio series, which is free, guided meditations called Energy Essentials, learning how to ground your energy, which is very important, connecting with the earth, right? Learning how to shield your energy. Many people who are very empathic feel overwhelmed or overloaded with other people's information, so you need some kind of energetic shielding. And a number of things, and one of my favorite audios, and it's in the book as well, is that guided meditation to learn how to speak and listen to your own body. It's called Your Body's Wisdom, and it's on the website. Anyone can practice with it.
And, you know, the reason I ask you that question is because we're talking about something that a majority of people think they don't have what it takes to do.
Correct, yes.
I mean, we make that evaluation. We're like, no, those people are special.
Yeah. No. It's a myth. It's an absolute myth. Everybody has intuition. It's hardwired into us. When we're children, you know, children come in with all of these different skill sets, right? Some kids are really good at sports. Some kids are good at math. Some are good at art. Most kids are good at intuition of some kind, but it gets programmed out of us, so to speak. We're told not to do that. We're told not to use our intuition. And many people watching your show or listening would really relate to that. And luckily I wasn't, you know, in my house, it wasn't talked about, but it wasn't discouraged. So, and we don't have a society that understands this.
Right.
So where do we learn it? How do we develop it? Well, it can be developed. Absolutely. I've taught skeptics. I've taught people who say I don't have an intuitive bone in my body. But when you learn how to access this and develop it, you'll find that it, you know, you can find that it can be developed.
Oh, I will tell you. Not only, okay, my best friend, Linda, for like so long, since I was like not even 20, and the producer, that will be her telling you like that. However, if you hear what she says and hear the way she says it, I don't think we should go there tonight. She lives her life by this, like this, but she will be the first to tell you. There is no way, but she knows. She knows. And I have to tell you, because both of us were there when her brother went in the hospital. See, if us two were not there when her brother went into the hospital about, I don't know, a couple of years ago, really, he wouldn't be with us now, because both of us fought tooth and nail, finally convinced one of the nurses to do a test that the doctor said, no way, he doesn't, that's not what's going on with him, right? You got three people in a room of about 10 that just know there's something else, just run the blood work, right? We didn't have the science background, but the nurse did. And the fact that she ran that blood work until the doctor came back saved her brother's life. He had in the state of New Jersey, where they claimed that they haven't had a case of this ever until I brought up the map. I brought up the map on my phone. He had Babesia 98% of his blood.
You know, that's such a powerful story, and the world is full of those stories.
Exactly.
And the anecdotal evidence is massive. And now it's time for conventional medicine and Western medicine doctors to pay attention. It's time for the educators to pay attention, because this has the power to save lives,
just
as you say. And that's really the, if you asked about a cornerstone, that's the cornerstone of the work, is that this work has this ability used correctly and ethically. And that's what keeps me going. You know, that's my perspective as well.
Yeah, and that's why it was so great to have you here. I can't thank you enough. I just want to say again, please tell people how they can get copies of the book, how they can buy their copy, but also tell them again how they can connect with you through your website and social media.
Absolutely. Well, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on LinkedIn, and the company is The Practical Path at thepracticalpath.com. And the book is called Essentials of Medical Intuition, A Visionary Path to Wellness. It's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. And I really appreciate your enthusiasm and understanding of this field, Dr. Pat. It's very gratifying to speak with you about this.
Because ultimately what we're talking about is we all have the same goal in mind. Do no harm and save lives, right?
That's right.
And maybe we come at it differently, but the best we can do for those of us that are not in the medical field are to share our stories. And maybe
absolutely.
If they do and follow the path that you're laying out, it's not just share your story, but learn.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we will make this change.
Yes.
That's how we will do it. That's what Louise Hay did. That's how we will do it. Personal message, what would you like to leave us with today?
Oh, my goodness. Well, if you're interested in cultivating your intuition, there are definitely resources on the website. But people ask me, what's a good takeaway? And my feeling here is, if you don't have a meditation practice, please consider it. And there's many, many kinds of meditation. You can try all kinds of different things. That is one of the most important skill sets for cultivating and developing that intuitive connection between your mind, your body, and your spirit. So I highly recommend that.
Yeah, and let's just add on to that. It used to be that if you didn't do it a certain way, you weren't doing it. And boy, that's another myth, isn't it?
It certainly is. Even just putting your feet in the grass and sitting under a beautiful tree and enjoying nature, that is a kind of meditation. That is a connective process, connecting mind, body, and spirit. And I absolutely, anything you can do to connect like that is of value.
I love it. Thank you so much, Wendy. Thank you for everything you're doing. Thank you for writing a book that is speaking to the masses, that's speaking to many people that feel that they have no sense of empowerment in what happens in health and well-being. Thank you for all of that.
Thank you so, so much.
All right, the book is fabulous. There's lots more in the book that we didn't get into the nitty-gritty, but and there's also a ton of references. That's what I loved about this. Wendy talks, and then she like lists the people. For those of you out there, don't give up hope. Don't give up hope. You know, both of us understand what it must feel like, myself from personal experience. Take that hope and add action to it.
The views expressed on this program are those of...